Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome this morning to ALBTM Project Show. I'm your host, Apostle Larry C. Barnes, and I'd like to thank you for joining me this morning in the studios here as we begin to do the first episode of Apostle Larry Barnes Truth Ministries Project Show. God is good and his mercies endure forever. We give him all the praise and all the glory, and we magnify his name because his name alone is wonderful. He is El Shaddai, Elohim, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Rapha, the Prince of Peace, the Almighty God, the Deliverer, the Healer, the Restorer, the Savior. He is Lord God Almighty. He is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. We magnify his name this morning. In Psalms 145, it says, I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. The Lord preserveth all them that love him. He preserveth all them that love him. He preserveth all them that love him, that are called by his name, that are lifted up, that give him praise and glory, that magnify his name in righteousness and in truth. We praise the name of the Lord God Almighty. We exalt his name. We lift up his name. We give him praise and glory, for he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be exalted. He's worthy to be magnified. There is none other like him. Amen, amen. I want to give a little praise in before we get in the word. In Psalms 145, it says, I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. We have to bless his name forever and ever. Somebody say amen, because the Lord is good and his mercies enduring forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah be to his name. Psalms 150 said, praise ye the Lord God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sounds of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and the dash. Praise him with string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. We give praise unto God, for he's worthy to be praised, worthy to be exalted, worthy to be magnified, worthy to be lifted up, worthy, 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 worthy. And Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for our health, our strength, our minds, our bodies. We thank you, Lord God, that you are with us this morning. We thank you for life. We thank you for this opportunity to get it right today. We thank you for this opportunity to make this day count. We thank you for this opportunity to walk in righteousness and truth and magnify the name of the Lord our God. Be thou exalted, be thou lifted up, be thou magnified, be thou praised, because you alone are God Almighty. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. We give him praise and we exalt his holy name, for he is worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be exalted. He's worthy to be magnified. He's worthy to be lifted up. And we give him praise and glory, and we magnify his name this morning. God is good. God is awesome. God is worthy of all the praise. He's worthy of all the glory. We worship you, O Lord. We worship you in your holiness. We worship you in your beauty, O Lord. Be thou glorified, be thou magnified. you are holy. For you are holy, O Lord. You are holy and worthy to be praised. You are holy and worthy to be praised. You are holy and worthy to be magnified, to be exalted, and to be praised. Hallelujah be to your name, Lord God. Worthy is the King. Worthy is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is worthy in his place. Yadabu, the God of spirit and fire. The God of spirit and fire. More excellent than anything I know. The true and living God. The God of spirit and the God of fire. The God of power, dominion, and authority. The God of righteousness. The God of love, mercy, and grace. Yes, the God of love. The God of mercy. And the God of grace. Love and kindness, mercy, and compassion. The God of judgment, fierce anger. The God who deals with his enemies face to face. The God that can pluck up, destroy. The God that can annihilate. The God that can root up. The God that can strip apart, rip apart, tear apart. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of tender mercies and tender compassion. The God of love and grace, depending on which side of the fence you want to stand on. Depending on where you at this year. Depending on what face of God you get. If you on the backside, then get ready for the wrath of God. If you're in his face, praying and humbling yourself and seeking his face and crying out and worshiping him, then get ready for the love of God in this year, in this time. It's the righteous time. This is the season for the righteous. These are the years, these 7 years. This is the time God pours out his spirit. This is the time God does awesome things for the righteous. I thank you for joining me this morning. As we pray and worship him just for five minutes, we do pray and worship him here. Hallelujah, for he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be exalted. He's worthy to be magnified. He's holy, 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 holy. He's holy, 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 holy. The Lord God is holy. Holy, holy is the Lord. Holy, we worship his name. We magnify him in this place. Yes, he's holy. Oh, yeah. Holy is the Lord. God Almighty. Holy is the Lord, God Almighty. Oh, my soul cries out, holy is the Lord, Lord God Almighty. And he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be exalted. Yes, holy is the Lord. Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah be to his name. For he's holy. He's holy. He's holy. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. And we worship his name in this place, and we magnify his name, and we give him praise, and we give him glory. For he is worthy to be praised, worthy to be exalted, worthy to be magnified, worthy to be lifted up. He is the Lord God Almighty, and there is none other like him. Be thou glorified, let thy train fill the temple. Be thou praised, be thou magnified, O Lord God, for we love you. We praise your name, and we offer a praise to you this morning. Hallelujah be to the name of the Lord. And we give him praise. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Father, we thank you for the movement of your spirit. We thank you for your spirit, oh God, for the spirit and fire. Now let us be the spirit and fire word. Let the word be of spirit and let the word be of fire. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. We're going to talk this morning about decisions, decisions, decisions. Watch your decisions. Decisions, decisions, decisions. Watch your decisions. Life on a daily basis deals with the accumulation of decisions you make. The outcome of your life from day to day depends on decisions you make from day to day. Today, somewhere throughout this country, someone's going to jail this morning because of a decision they made. Somewhere throughout this country, someone is killing somebody this morning because of a decision they made to do it. Somewhere this morning, someone is getting promoted on their job. Someone is getting promoted because someone made a decision this morning to promote them for their hard work. Somewhere this morning, somebody is getting fired from a very good job because the person above them don't like them and has decided through evil and wicked and crookedness to fire them because they are afraid of them, afraid of their credentials, afraid of what they stand for, afraid of what they can do. They are a threat to them because they have the degrees and the diplomas and the education and the experience, and they got the job by friendship, by family ties. They don't have the diploma, they don't have the degrees, and they don't have the education nor the experience. But because Bubba knew Tom, they got the job. But then a decision was made to fire a good man through evil works. This morning, decisions, decisions, decisions. Oh, my God, I hear you, Holy Ghost. This morning, decisions, decisions, decisions. Somewhere across this landscape, decisions, decisions, decisions. In an office this morning, someone is making evil and wicked decisions, decisions, decisions. Somewhere this morning, some wife somewhere is plotting some kind of evil and wickedness against her husband. Decisions, decisions, decision. Somewhere this morning, some man is somewhere he ain't got no business plotting something evil against his wife and his children. Decisions, decisions, decisions. All throughout the day, all sorts and kinds of decisions are being made. Somewhere this morning, somebody's on a computer changing numbers and transfer money into their account, stealing and robbing from others. Decisions, decisions, decisions. Somewhere this morning, some con artist is going to some elderly person's house to scam them of their retirement. Decisions, decisions, decisions. Life is accumulation of decisions that you live from day to day. From day to day, you live your life according to the decisions you have made. Life is an accumulation of decisions that take you down roads. Some pathways are dark, some are good, some are bad, some are evil, some are wicked, some are destruction, some are annihilation. Some take you to some horrible places in life. But it's because of the decisions, decisions, decisions. Somewhere, some young girl is shooting up this morning. Got a thing tied right arm, putting a needle in, and shooting up saying, I'm sorry, Daddy. And she's shooting up this morning on the side of a building. Yes, decisions, decisions, decisions. But that was not a good decision. And because she chose that decision, now she's on the road that comes after the decision. Listen to me very carefully. Every decision has a road behind it. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. Every decision has a road behind it. Every decision, a good decision. Think about this. Think about it like this. If you're familiar with Interstate 75, every time you make a decision, think about Interstate 75 behind your decision. Now, Interstate 75 was not created just to be cement on the ground and never used. Interstate 75 was created so that people can travel from one city to the next, from one destination to the next, from one state to the next. It is a mean of travel. So your decisions have a path behind it, or they have a road behind it. They have a pathway, or they have a road behind it. And the pathway behind your decision is meant to be travel. The young girl made a decision to shoot up with cocaine this morning. So she's going to be spaced out for a few hours. She's been selling her body to get it. She's been prostituting. She's been doing a lot of things. She's been stealing. She's been robbing. Was a good girl, educated girl. Messed around with the wrong guy and went down the wrong road and got strung out on cocaine. And now she's selling her body, stealing from her parents. She's doing all kind of wicked and evil stuff. But that is the road. That is 75. That is Interstate 75 behind her decision. And now she's out there traveling that road and having to deal with everything that's on that road. What did we say this was about this morning? Decisions, decisions, decisions. Watch the decisions you're making, because, baby, there's a road behind it, and that road has got to be traveled. If you make the decision, you got to go down that road. If you decide this morning to go into Walmart and steal, then get ready to go to jail, and you might do 10 years in prison, because that's the road behind the decision. Somebody shout, decision, decision, decision. Watch your decisions, because there's a road behind it, and that road has to be traveled. In the Bible, we look at Genesis chapter 1. What does it say? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And as we read all of that, we see that he created the trees, he created the herbs, he created the bushes, he created the grass, he planted seeds all over the earth. We see he created the animals, he created the fish. We see that he formed the oceans. We see that he did everything. But here is the part you don't see. Somewhere in time, he made a decision to create earth and heaven. He made a decision. It just didn't pop up into existence. It was brought forth from a decision. I'm teaching you something very powerful here, if you can catch it. Even God understands if you make a decision, prepare to travel the road behind it. God looked at what he was fixing to do. He was fixing to create a world and fill it with life. Now, there was a road behind that decision. You're going to have to do this, and you're going to have to do that, and this going to have to be made like this, and this going to have to be made like this, and this going to have to be shaped like this, and this going to have to be shaped like that, and it's going to take 7,000 years. It's going to take a minute, but you can do it. You got to make the stars, and you got to make the moon and the galaxies and the universes. You got to make every plant, every animal, every tree. You got to form the oceans, the seas, and the rivers. It's going to take a minute, but you can do it. So God, before he made that decision to be the master creator, he had to make sure he was capable and able to travel down the road that came behind it. See, the problem we're having right now is that people are making all kind of decisions, but they are not able to travel down that road. So they're making some foolish decisions. They're making some illegitimate decisions. They're making some dangerous decisions, and they are not looking at the consequences of, okay, if I decide to become a drug addict, what kind of road comes behind it? What am I going to lose? What is it going to cost me? What am I going to go through? What is the price for making this decision? A young man decided he would go steal. He breaks into his neighbor's house, and he steals his neighbor's flat screen TV, steals his watch and his jewelry. But he dropped something with his name on it. He didn't know he had dropped one of his cars with his names on it. And while he's in his neighbor's house stealing, and he gets out, and the neighbor comes back from his business trip and calls the police and let them know somebody broke in his house, and they find his card on the floor, the neighbor next door. So they begin their investigation, and they ask him. He said he don't know nothing about it, and he lies. And once they identify his fingerprints, they come back and they say, we got you. You stole your friend's stuff. And while the friend was talking to the police, he was over there talking about, brother, I don't know who broke in your house. Brother, I don't know who stole your stuff. Brother, I don't know. But I tell you what, man, I pray they catch him. And it was him. Now, here's the problem with this story. He sat there and made a decision to go and rob his neighbor's house because he was a businessman and he would be on trips. And the neighbor had some good stuff in his house. And this cat decided he would go break in and steal some of his neighbor's stuff and act like his friend. The problem with this story is he made that decision, and he did not look at what came behind it. See, every decision has a role behind it, and you got to be wise enough. I come this morning to teach you wisdom. I come this morning to teach you to be wise enough to pay attention to that's behind it. This morning, we're talking about decisions, decisions, decisions. In the Bible, David made a decision. Well, in the Bible, we know in Genesis 1, God made a decision to create the heavens and the earth, and he did it. Do you not know that when you make a decision, whether good or bad, you go forward to do that thing you've made? God made a decision to create a heaven and the earth, and he went forth and did it. And did it cost him something? Yeah. Did it cost him time? Yeah. Was he man enough for the job? Yeah. Did he take the responsibility of his actions? Yes. God did what he decided to do. So when it comes to decisions, whether good or bad, if it's a bad decision and you make it, and you accept it, then you go forward to do it. Nothing happens in the earth without a decision. A man that's just so jump up and go rob a bank, he decides to rob the bank. And he finds some sort of peace with it, and he agrees to it, and then he goes forth to execute his plan. See, sin just don't pop up on you, baby. You just don't pop up out the blue and commit sin. No, you decide to commit that sin. Now, it might be introduced to you by the devil. He might put it before you. It might walk up to you in a tight skirt, man. Shirt unbuttoned, top hanging all out, bottom sticking all out. It might come to you. He might send it to you. And it might be what you like. You know what I like. It might be exactly what you like. But here is Satan's awesomeness. He wants you to make a decision to take it. Just because it's offered to you don't mean you got to take it. Because Satan, at this point, is offering it to you. Now, when you decide to take it, that ain't got nothing to do with Satan. Let's not blame the devil for everything. He'll send it to you. Women, he'll send them to you. Dark chocolate and looking good. He'll send them to you. Some of you ladies like dark chocolate men. Well, the devil will send you one package up just like that. Low down, dirty, scheming, no good rascal. But God is looking at what you going to do. Because life is about decisions. And the decisions you make determine the type of life you live. If you're bored right now, ain't nothing happening in your life. You feel like your life has come to an end. You're bored. Ain't nothing going on in your life. You're miserable. You're depressed. What decision have you made that brought you down that road? You made a decision somewhere. You say, I used to have so much joy. I used to have so much peace. I used to be an exciting person. I go places and do things and I live my life. I used to have so much going on in my life. Now I feel like I'm trapped. I'm bound. I feel like my life is I'm not living. I'm just existing. I feel like I'm too into other people and my life is not. What decision did you make that altered your life from it being exciting? What are you doing? What decisions are you making? Buy you a bike and go ride. Let the wind blow in your face. If you like motorcycles, buy you a motorcycle and go ride on a Sunday. You got to make decisions to do things that brings joy to your life. But do the right thing. See, God said to me, righteousness, living right, and living wrong just don't pop up in your life. Quit telling them lies. You just didn't start doing wrong. No, you made a decision to do wrong. You just didn't start doing right. You made a decision to do right. And then you walk the road to perform it. That's why God said in Isaiah 55, he said, I stand over my word to perform it. So he say, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts, and my ways are higher than your ways. Listen at God. And look at how he's talking about what he speaks, he stands over. Because God understands that once he makes a decision, he got to travel that road. He made a decision to send his son named Christ Jesus, or Jesus Christ, send his son into the earth. He made that decision, and then he sent it. Now, he knew that he was going to lose his life. He knew that he was going to be a sacrifice. And God had to come to terms with that. Before he sent Jesus, he had to make sure he could deal with the consequences of making this decision. Because is he going to be able to sit there on the throne and watch humanity kill his child? Now, I don't want to say, this is something, a mother sitting there watching this, watching the man kill. Is she going to be able to sit there and watch her boyfriend kill her only child? See, that's only a parent can understand that. And God had to come to some kind of term with that. Why? Because he was sending him into the world. Now, we're going to have to do a part two to this. I'm going to come back. When we come back, when this comes back around, when it comes back around, I'm going to continue this because this is some good teaching. Decisions, decisions, decisions. Watch the decisions you make. Plenty of young men doing 10 years in prison for a sneaker bar. Stealing. Why did they steal something that cost a dollar and now they're doing 10 years? Decisions, decisions, decisions. A man had a very good wife, wonderful woman. He decided he wanted three more women that weren't his. He went with three other men's wives. While he was creeping out one night out the window thinking the man was out on the road, the man came back and caught him creeping out the window and shot and killed him. Decisions, decisions, decisions. You got a good job, but you made a decision yesterday not to go to work, so you didn't go. You said, I'm not going to call anybody. I'm not going to call in. I'm not going to tell anybody anything, so you didn't. So next day came, you said, well, I'm not going to work today either, and you got a very good job, making over $100,000. I'm not going to call nobody. I don't have to. So you go back to work the next day, and the boss looked at you and said, hey, man, where you been? Oh, man, we done terminated you. We thought you quit. So we already done terminated you, man. They terminated you yesterday. You said, well, why y'all terminated me? Well, didn't hear from you. You didn't call in, so we thought you decided to quit. Decisions, decisions, decisions. He made the decision not to follow protocol with his job. So he wound up losing that $100,000 a year job because of a foolish decision. Decisions, decisions, decisions. Oh, somebody repeat after me. Decisions, decisions, decisions. Watch your decision. If God had to watch his decisions to make sure that he could travel the road that come behind him, I leave you with this. I hope this gets on your brain. Every decision you make, there's a road behind it. Imagine Interstate 75 behind every decision you make. Now you got to get out there on that road, and you got to travel down that road not knowing what to expect because of the decision you made. Dangerous decisions take you down dangerous road. Heartbreaking decisions take you down the road of heartbreak. Evil decisions take you down the road of evilness. Corrupt decisions take you down the road of corruptness. Perverted decisions take you down the road of pervertedness. Greed decisions take you down the road of greed. And are you man enough, are you woman enough to handle what come after the decisions you're making? My name is Apostle Larry C. Barnes, and I'd like to thank you for joining me this morning for part one of decisions, decisions, decisions. Watch the decisions you are making. Because there's a road behind it, and it's got to be traveled. Thank you for joining me this morning here in the studios of ALBTM Project Show. Apostle Larry Barnes Truth Ministries. Apostle Larry Barnes Truth Ministries Project Show. Thank you for joining me this morning. Join me next Wednesday, same time, same place, here on Blog Talk Radio, as we do another show. Thank you for joining me this morning.